Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It is a beautiful and rather warm Monday afternoon, but another manic Monday on the show. Hi, I'm Scoot. Really glad you're with us on this Monday afternoon. I have a really busy weekend. It's nice to get here and do the show where I could just kind of relax and be with you and do the show. Busy Saturday, I took a drive to the Gulf Coast for the Happy Together Tour at the IP Casino in Biloxi. And as always, you know, that's a great trip back in time. And I saw some of our listeners there. I want to thank all of you who said hi for listening to the show. And, you know, Susan Cowsill is just so adorable on stage. And she's, you know, just so charismatic. And it's fun to watch the bands like the Cowsills and Gary Puckett from Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. And, man, you think about some of the songs that he did, like, you know, Young Girl, Get Out of My Mind. Your Love for Me is So Out of Line, Runaway Young Girl, or something like that. It was about underage sex. And then Woman, Have You Got Cheating on Your Mind? Yeah, he kind of admits that those were, you know, popular themes back then. The Vogues were there. Great, great vocals there. And who else? Jay and the Americans were there. But it's not the original Jay. It's another Jay. But anyway, just great music and a great trip back in the past. And then yesterday, I hit the road, went back, just went a little further, went to Goshen, Mississippi for the Rick Springfield I Want My 80s tour with Rick Springfield, John Waite from The Babies, also his solo career, but John Waite from The Babies and from Bad English, and Wang Chung and John Cafferty. And we'll be talking about that later in the show. I'm going to be posting some pictures on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. And, you know, I got to tell you, and we'll talk about this more later, Rick Springfield is really amazing. And I'm not saying this because I've, you know, seen him a number of times, and I had a conversation with him after the show. And I told him this. I said, dude, you're at the top of your game. He's 75 years old. And he's open about that. He is ripped. He looks great. He looks great for 35. And he's 75. And the energy that comes from that stage is amazing. And, you know, I hope this brings great inspiration to those of you who are Xers, Millennials, and Zoomers. You know, we grew up with this idea as Boomers that once we got older, man, life was over. Life sucked when you got older. And you just got older and, you know, you weren't the same. Well, you're not always the same when you get older, but I'll tell you, there are so many people who are part of the baby boomer generation who are really setting the record straight. I mean, you don't have to act your age. And the energy from a 75-year-old guy on stage, Rick Springfield, last night was amazing. Also, we need to talk about this this amphitheater venue in Goshen, Mississippi. Now, Goshen is on Highway 90. It's between Biloxi and Pascagoula. And it's a small Mississippi town, basically on the coast. I mean, you can't see the water from Mississippi, from Goshen, but the water's not far away. But this amphitheater is really, really nice. You know, there's seating, there's assigned reserved seating up close to the stage. And then there's this whole meadow area in the back, and people brought blankets. I posted a picture on Scoot on the Air Facebook to have you just get a sense of what it's like. It's a picture from kind of the back area, the meadow area. And there's not a bad seat in the place. But even the meadow area is close enough to the stage to where you feel like you're right there. And so the venue is off a little bit, but you can see that picture, and I'll post a little bit more on Scoot on the Air Facebook and Instagram, and also I'll be doing some posts on Scoot on the Air Substack. And if you haven't joined me there yet, I hope you will join me. Scoot on the Air Substack, that is brand new, and I have a little more freedom on Substack than I do elsewhere, but it's still an extension of our show. So anyway, a lot to talk about. All right, look, I'm a little worried about LSU. I mean, I do think LSU is going to pop back tonight, and I think they're going to beat Little Rock. As you know, it's winner take all, and I think LSU is going to do a good job tonight. But when they started going into some of these games, and then the Southeast Conference tournament, I remember people saying, well, LSU doesn't really have to win. You know, it's okay. They're ranked highly enough to where they're going to get a regional. They'll go to the regionals. But it was almost like giving LSU a pass for losing. Well, they lost. And I just don't think it's good to get that in your head. I mean, what we're seeing is, as good as LSU is, they obviously don't have a killer instinct. Now, you don't have to win every game, but, you know, you have to win certain games. And LSU should have beat the Little Rock, in my opinion. They certainly have the talent to do it. So what happens tonight? First pitch at 8 o'clock. You'll hear it right here on WWL. But this is, an exciting time since they have to win. I think they're going to win tonight because they have to win. But I don't like the idea that you put in somebody's head, well, you know, you really don't have to win. You're ranked high enough, because when you start to give yourself permission to lose, and when you lose, I just think that sets a very bad precedent. So, you know, I'm looking for LSU to bounce back tonight, but, you know, where's the killer instinct? Also, at the Saints OTAs, apparently one of the big takeaways is rookie quarterback Tyler Shuck. Apparently he is looking really good. He was 7 for 7 on drills. And, man, if we have a rookie quarterback who can light things up, and we've seen it happen before. I mean, it's not unprecedented that a rookie quarterback in the NFL gets your team to the playoffs. That's not unprecedented. You know, we saw some good rookie quarterbacks last year. So I've got a lot of faith. I've got a lot of confidence in the way things are, and we'll see how it turns out. But Tyler Shuck looking good in OTAs. Also, you heard that there'll be more talk about this on Sports Talk this afternoon, starting at 4 o'clock. It's the lawsuit, the accusations against Zion Williamson, accused of raping somebody, his girlfriend. And look, a lot of people think, well, how do you rape your girlfriend? You know, how do you rape your wife? I mean, how is that possible? Well, it's possible. It's possible because no means no. And some guys don't get that. No means no. Now, we don't know what happened in this case, because Williams, who is accused of rape, is now filing an extortion allegation lawsuit against his ex-girlfriend. Did he follow her? Did he stalk her? Did he rape her in September of 2020? And then did he rape her again in the same house in October 2020, the same year? You know, as I said last week when this news broke, you know, if somebody rapes you, in their house in September, why are you going back in October? I mean, I don't understand it. But anyway, but having said that, I'm not saying that things didn't work out and it looked like everything was going to be okay and everything was not okay. You know, more and more, these cases are getting confusing. And I wish we could just automatically believe the woman, because there are a lot of guys who do this. But unfortunately, there are some evil women out there who are looking to just extort money from rich professional athletes, rich celebrities. And it's really sad. And we also last week talked about the $500 million counter-defamation lawsuit that Smokey Robinson is filing against, I think, four of his former employees. They say he sexually assaulted them. He says it's not true. They're just trying to get money. And so he's filed a lawsuit against them. So this idea of women, you know, having sex with rich men and trying to extort them, those women are ruining it for the women who really are sexually assaulted. But these are evil-minded women, the women who do this, the women who think about doing this. They're evil-minded women. And, you know, we've got to find a way to expose them. And I mean, severely punish them if they are guilty of trying to extort money. I mean, it just shouldn't end. There should be a problem here for the women. So anyway, I don't know what more there is to say about that, but tune in this afternoon because they'll talk about how this could affect Zion Williamson's career at Sports Talk at 4 o'clock. The other thing about that is, you know, Zion Williamson, I mean, is it okay to say he's been a bust? I mean, he's kind of been a bust. I mean, I don't think he, I mean, as great as he can be, as great as he has been at times, he's not delivering. He's not living up to what he was supposed to do with the team. And shame on him for allowing distractions to keep him from being as good as he can be. I don't respect that. Oh, I know he's young. 19 years old, and he's a little older now, but I know he's young. I mean, I get it, but, you know, I mean, so what? Look at Jaden Daniels. Look at other young people who focus and don't get involved in things they shouldn't get involved in, and they focus on their job and they're the best they can be, and they're great. So youth isn't an excuse. I mean, it's a reason, and some people use it as an excuse, but I don't think that's an acceptable excuse. So I hope the team figures out what they need to do, because right now Zion Williamson is not living up to his expectations. And I think at this point, I think it's fair to say that, you know, he might be kind of a bust. You heard about this terrorist attack in Boulder, Colorado. Really sad. And apparently this guy was planning this for a long time. The Colorado suspect now charged with a federal hate crime and planned this anti-Semitic attack for a year. And this was against a pro-Jewish entity in Boulder. Just really, really sad. All right. President Trump said last week that he's going to consider pardoning Sean Diddy Combs if he is convicted in his sexual assault trial, consider giving him a pardon if he was treated badly, unfairly. And, you know, I guess the president would be acting like the jury in deciding whether or not he was treated unfairly. Was he treated unfairly? Well, I believe he was treated unfairly based on what I know. I mean, that's becoming like a second tier of the jury. You believe that he was mistreated, so you pardon him? Look, the president is so interested in money that if Diddy is convicted and if the president pardons him, I would not be surprised if money exchanged hands that Diddy paid for. Diddy's got a lot of money. I mean, he would certainly rather give up his money than be in jail. So he gives up money, Trump gets the money, and Diddy's out of jail. Scott Jennings, the conservative voice on CNN, there are others, but he's the prominent conservative voice on CNN. Man, he is just bashing the Democratic Party. And I agree with him. I mean, we've talked about this a lot on the show. What are the Democrats doing? At a time when so many things are being questioned about Donald Trump, this is the time for the Democratic Party to get their you-know-what together. And they're not. I mean, they might be doing it behind the scenes, but, you know, we're not seeing any evidence of that up front. And until they get their stuff together, it's going to be difficult for us to even have a two-party system. And with all of the questions about Trump and about Republicans, right-wing radicals in particular, the Democrats just are doing so badly in the polls that, you know, if they don't get it together, they're going to miss out. I do believe that there is a wave that is building for the midterm elections. And I think that the Democrats should try to take advantage of that wave. But if they don't, they're just kind of handing it over to the Republicans. So it really is really amazing. And CNN anchor Dana Bash just got involved in a heated conversation with House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries from New York. This happened over the weekend. It was about a recent CNN poll showing that only 16% of Americans believe the Democrats have strong leaders. I mean, they better come up with some people. But this is the time from a political marketing standpoint, this is the time to come up with those new names, those new faces. Because when there are questions about the current president, you want to start showing that your side has strong leaders. And I don't see the Democrats doing that. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon about anything we talk about, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. All right, Ian is off today. Coleman is our studio producer. And Coleman, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's good. How we doing?
Good. Busy. Traveled a lot this weekend. And, you know, I did make it from the venue in Gaucher. I made it back home at West End in an hour and 30 minutes.
Are you saying you were speeding, Scoot?
Well, in order to do that, I might have gone over the speed limit a few times. But I'm very careful. There were a few state troopers out there. So if I don't have a car in front of me that's leading the way going faster than me, you know, I'm going to be very cautious. So I did not. I drove the speed limit for much of the way, but there were a few times that I took advantage of it. And I might have gone just a tad over the speed limit. So I made pretty good time. Wow. And then made really good time going to the IP Casino on Saturday night. So it was a busy weekend, a lot of music in my weekend, and a lot of great memories, and it was a lot of fun. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I took the time to walk around the French Quarter, and it's one of those things where there's a lot of things in the French Quarter that I always see, but I never participated in. Like, I see the chess players out there, or the tarot card readers, or the massage. And I thought to myself, you know, who goes to the French Quarter to get a massage? Has anybody just randomly walked in?
Do
you have a story to tell?
Well, not me personally, but there are people who go to the French Quarter to get a massage.
Right.
Not the kind maybe you were looking for, but they go to the French Quarter to get a massage or something similar to that.
But it was eye-opening how sometimes I may be a tourist in my own city. You know, like I see the sights and it's like, wow, I never thought to do this, even though I've seen it for like 20, 30 years. I never just thought to sat down to get my palm read, but people do that.
Yeah. You had your palm read?
No, I didn't. That's what I would never think.
Oh, you like, didn't? Right. Yeah, you know, I don't know. I'm not, you know, I don't know if I believe the palm reading stuff. I mean, I don't want to question all of that. I mean, I think some of those kind of things are maybe legit. But as far as those chess players are concerned, I'm not about to sit down there. I mean, I'm not about to pay money for somebody to kick my ass in chess. You know, I might know the Ruy Lopez opening in chess, but, you know, I'm no chess master.
You were talking about the state troops earlier. I have a confession to make.
What's that?
So on Easter, right? Easter Day.
Yeah.
One of Troop NOLA's finest had got. So I had to make a court appearance on the 23rd, give him some money. So I'm saying that. So be careful out there. Troop NOLA is doing a damn good job. I even congratulate
you. All right.
Well,
I'm sorry.
You're doing a great job, dude.
I'm sorry that happened to you. Look, and I'm not going to recommend this for anybody, but It's amazing to me how slow 70 seems. And I don't know whether my car is very comfortable, and I have this turbo engine in my car, and it likes to go faster than 70. But look, I'm not advising anybody to go over the speed limit. That is not the right thing to do. Do not follow what I do. I've been fortunate, have not gotten a ticket in a long time. I'm very, very careful. And unless the path is open, I'm going to be driving the speed limit, and I'm very careful. All right, we got to get to a break here. So yesterday I went to Goshen, Mississippi, and this amphitheater venue is really pretty nice. Now, you know, it was yesterday. Yesterday was a pleasant evening. It was pleasant even before the sun went down. When the sun went down, it was very, very pleasant last night. But still, look, it's the summertime. But man, I can't wait for fall concerts at that amphitheater in Goshen, because that's going to be really, really special. Again, I can't say enough about the energy and the professionalism of Rick Springfield at 75. I think he's better now than he was when he was younger. This is one of the songs he played. I'm Scoot on the Air, and I'll post some pictures on SOTA Facebook and Instagram coming up. And we'll be right back on W.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
WL. Part of the I Want My 80s concert tour last night at the Sound Amphitheater in Goshen, Mississippi was John Cafferty, and he's still got that voice. John Cafferty was really good. But I'm playing this song, Tender Years, because I'm thinking about the five young men that I was face-to-face with last week. We had a very, well, we were supposed to have an abbreviated show on Friday because of the LSU game starting at 2 o'clock, but that was pushed back because of lightning and weather. And we did end up having a full show. But I wanted to wait until Monday to really talk about my experience of sitting down at the Juvenile Justice Center. And I was right across the table from five juvenile offenders who are there incarcerated. And I'm going to go over my notes with you. First of all, I know a lot of you do not have any empathy whatsoever. And I understand that. But you don't know these people. And while there's no excuse for what they did, and interestingly, they don't excuse their behavior. They're taking accountability. It's real easy to judge people you see on the news. But sometimes there are stories that lead people into bad situations. And when it comes to young people and parenting, if young people get off on the wrong foot, it's not their fault. It's their parents' fault. It's the idea that they had no supervision. And that was the common denominator among these five young men. Now, because of courts, still cases still pending in the courts, I was not allowed to talk about their specific crimes. So none of that came up. So I don't know exactly what these juvenile offenders did. But I know that they're incarcerated in the juvenile justice system. They're going to school. See, one of the people who works there, who teaches them things that they were not taught. I mean, think about how sad this is. One of his goals is to teach these young people how to tie a tie. Because when they go out in the world to apply for a job, they probably should be wearing a shirt and tie. They were never taught by anybody how to tie a tie. Who taught you how to tie a tie? You know, we don't come out of the womb knowing how to tie a tie. I was taught by my dad how to tie a tie. Maybe you were taught by your mother how to tie a tie, but you were taught how to tie your tie. And these people don't even know how to tie a tie. The common denominator among all five was this idea that they had no supervision. Not only did they not have fathers in their lives, but they didn't even have mothers in their lives. Or they didn't have mothers that cared. A few had mothers that cared. In fact, I remember, you know, one of the guys who looked the least like he could even be, not that you can judge by the way somebody looks, but he looked the least like he could even be a kid that would get into trouble. There was one young man who was wearing glasses, and he just seemed so mild and meek. I just couldn't imagine that this guy would ever get into any trouble. And he said that his mom was struggling, and he committed crimes because they needed money. I know that's not an excuse to commit a crime, but the motive, while you shouldn't do that, he was just trying to help. And he's in a situation where it's so bad that he felt like he had to do that in order to help his mom. But his motivation was to help his mom. And look, don't be so quick to judge that I'm being duped by these young people. Don't be so quick to think that, because you weren't there and you didn't see these people. And I know that some people are so cynical and they're so hateful and they judge people that they're not even going to be open to anything. We can't worry about those people. You know, if you are the kind of person who is never going to be open to anything that's real, if you want to just be, you know, hateful and judgmental all of your life, okay, well, be that way. But we don't have to consider you in the conversation. And I'm telling you, and you can trust me, because I've never lied on this show, and I'm honest with you. And I'm being honest with you right now about my impressions of these five young people. The lack of supervision broke my heart because my parents were not perfect. But I had loving parents. And I felt love. And when I asked each of them, if they had ever loved anybody or if they ever felt love. They were all most of them were hesitant to answer because they didn't really know what the answer was. But a few of them did say, yeah, I mean, I felt love for my mom. I felt love for my grandmother. And, you know, that's another problem. When kids don't go to school and the school doesn't check up on them, or if the school checks up on them, the school contacts the mother. The mother's not even with the kid. The kid's being raised by the grandmother. So the school's not contacting the grandmother in a lot of these cases. They're contacting the mother. And sadly, a lot of mothers don't care. So I feel badly that these kids were sent in a direction by society and by their lack of supervision, lack of parenting, that they were sent in this direction. I mean, it's sad. Some are in there for 30 days. Some have been in there 6 months to 3 years. And the court system doesn't always flow smoothly. 99 to 98% of the people at the Juvenile Justice Center are Black. That's significant. And we talked about that. And I asked them about that. I said, well, why are there so many Blacks here and they're not whites here? They answered that question. And the answer to that might surprise you. We'll talk about that when we come back. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. All right, it is a warm Monday afternoon, but it is it's beautiful outside. About a 20% chance of some scattered showers, but it's a nice afternoon. We're coming back with more. I'm Scoot on the air, and I'll tell you what these kids had to say to that question about why there are so many Blacks in the Juvenile Youth Center and so few whites there. We'll talk about that. I also talked to them about their dreams. You know, I kind of got the feeling from a couple of them that they had dreams and they feel like they can't reach their dreams. And that's really sad. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWE.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
WL. And Saturday night, I went to the Happy Together tour at the IP Casino, and it was packed, and it's always a lot of fun, and the Cal Sills opened it up, and this was one of their big hits that I remember growing up as a young teenager. And, you know, Susan Cal Sills is just so cute on stage. I've got to post the picture that I took with Susan after the show. I just posted, it's a brief video. There's no sound. But I had a conversation with Rick Springfield after the show in Goshen, Mississippi, at the amphitheater there. Talked to him after the show, and just, you know, I've seen him a lot recently. We've talked, and I just said, you know, you're at the top of your game. And I mean, at 75 years old, Rick Springfield sets just an incredible example of still being a peak performer. And the energy and the professionalism is really, it's truly amazing. The videos that they have opening up, showing all the things that Rick has done, singing, music, acting, and just some of the great moments of his career. It's really emotional. And it opens up with this great, great video. And then Rick comes out and just kills it. I mean, all night, the energy from the stage is truly amazing. He also took a moment to talk about his depression, which he has become more open about. And, you know, I'm going to try to find time, and he's going to try to find time where we can have a conversation and talk more about his depression, because I think he will help people. But if you're listening and Rick Springfield is coming to your city and you have a chance to see him, I'm telling you, he's never been better. And the Cal Sills and that whole Happy Together tour, it's just so much fun. So let me get back to talking about the five juvenile offenders that I was face-to-face with right across the table from me, five of these offenders at the Juvenile Justice Center. So I asked them, why is the population 99% African-American? And they all smiled and looked at each other, and one of them said, well, because, you know, the white kids have resources. You know, maybe they're here for an hour. Maybe they're here for 2 hours, but they're out of here right away. And we're here. They don't see the African-American kids don't have the resources. And that's sad to me, because it should be equal for everybody. Now, we're talking about white kids that are charged with the exact same crime as the black kids. And the white kids get out right away, and the black kids are there. And I talked to them about how this affects them. And one of them said, well, it makes me feel like the odds are against me. And I know it's easy to criticize based on what you see in the news. I know it's easy to stereotype. But these are human beings. And think how you would feel if somebody else was getting all the preferential treatment, they're not in jail, committing the same crime you committed. They're out and you're in. That's not fair. And I want to tell you again, all of these individuals, all five of them, they all take responsibility. They accepted accountability for what they did. And they know it was wrong. And they are studying, and I asked each of them if what they're learning here is going to change things, that when they get out of the juvenile detention center, are they going to be different? And every one of them said, absolutely. And I felt like they were being very sincere with me. They're taught in the juvenile system, they're taught at this particular facility, they're taught how to tie a tie, as I mentioned, some of the basic things. They're taught about hygiene, which they were never taught before. Some of them only have like one set of clothes. They're taught hygiene. They're taught about just basic things that you and I were taught when we were really, really young. And here these young men are, you know, in their late teens, early 20s. I think mostly late teens, probably, maybe around 21. And they're not all taught basic hygiene. And they're taught not only conflict resolution, but they're also studying in school, and they're taught about getting jobs. There are actually some trades that are taught to these young people in the juvenile system. And the person who runs this, Ms. Williams, she does an excellent job. I'm impressed with what they do. I'm impressed with what they do. One of the young men said that, you know, I asked them about their lives. I asked them about supervision. And one kid said he didn't sleep in the same bed every night. He was always staying with one of his partners. He was staying with this partner or this partner or this partner or that partner, but never in the same bed. You know, we need consistency in our lives. And I'm not some bleeding heart liberal. And if you listen to this show, you know I am strict when it comes to personal accountability. But these young men were accountable for what they had done. But it's got to be difficult to not have a home. It's got to be difficult to be homeless when you're a teenager, when as much as you might rebel, you are crying out for limitations to be set. Because on a subconscious level, you know that limitations being set are the result of somebody loving and caring about you. Every one of them said they had nobody to look up to. They ended up looking up to people who were criminals. I asked one guy, well, what do you do? What's your daily life like? And so I just get with my partners and we get in the car and we just drive around. We're just waiting for something to come up. You know what that means? Waiting for an opportunity to get money in some kind of way. You know, like, well, this just came up, you know. A car came up. A gun came up. And when guns came up, and I talked about this, I want to mention that council member Freddie King is with me the whole time, and he's talking to these youths with me, and I really respect Freddie King. He may call into the show today. His wife's having surgery today, so he wasn't sure when or if he could make it, but he's going to try to be part of this conversation maybe a little bit later. But if any of you who are listening have anything you want to add, you certainly can. And the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. And it was sad when I talked about their dreams. And I also told them that, you know, I had dreams too. And I, you know, in some ways, I didn't think I'd be where I am now. I'm really happy with where I am. It's really cool. But, you know, I thought other things might happen to me. And I explained that you don't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, you just might find you get what you need. And that was not the only... No, I was quoting Mick Jagger there, obviously. But it's so true. You know, there were dreams that I had that did not come true. And you just kind of deal with that and move on. So I told him that, you know, even if your dream doesn't come true immediately, then keep dreaming. Nobody can stop you from dreaming and nobody can stop you from having hope. And I think they need to hear that because they don't seem to feel that. And that's sad to me. All right, we're going to continue this conversation into the next hour, but we have a lot more to get to this afternoon. All right, if you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar. It was on this day in... All right, what was the day? It was on this day in... I got it here somewhere. On this day in 1987, Whitney Houston's Whitney album was the number one album in the country. This was one of the hits from the album. She was 23 years old at the time. We'll be back on WWL. All right, on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 2008, Bo Diddley passed away, heart failure. He was 79 years old, and this was a song from Bo Diddley called... Bo Diddley. I want to continue with more of my face-to-face conversation with the five juvenile offenders who are incarcerated at the juvenile justice system here in New Orleans. I want to continue that conversation, but we have a lot more to get to this afternoon. And if you have any comments, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the Air. It's Monday. We'll be right back on WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.